morning.
Good morning.
We are here. Give us a moment. May 3rd, 2011. What is the Celtic time of year?
Beltane.
And what is the meaning of Beltane?
Well, it's the fire dance that's halfway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice, and it is a celebration of life and the balance of the male and female and the spring and the regeneration of spring.
We would say it is a spring cleaning kind of day. It is a day where you are preparing for the wind, for the summer moons, and you wish to clear the cobwebs of inactivity that the moon, the winter moons have given you. And there's a lot to the idea of clearing the decks, getting rid of old business to move on to new business. Now, what has happened in the last few days? You have had President Obama releasing his birth certificate, which many are still having trouble with. That is fine. Those who would have trouble with his birth certificate would have trouble with anything because they are looking for trouble. But then also a piece of Bush old business got dealt with, which was the hunting down and finding of Osama bin Laden, which is big news today as the world is beginning to realize it is bin Laden free. Of course, this man has not done much from his compound for a while, but still, he's a symbol, and he's a symbol of the futility of the Bush approach to finding him. And what we mean, the Bush approach, is the go in there with armies and search every cave in Afghanistan. Well, that's fine if he's in a cave in Afghanistan, but when he's not, then what have you done? You've just put all these men in harm's way for nothing, or at least not for the purpose that you proclaim to send them there for. And so this is another piece of old business that's now being pushed aside. One of the things we are seeing a lot from the administration is this idea that we're moving out of the shadow of the Bush-Cheney days. And that is a good thing for everyone on the planet. That the entire planet should be taking a sigh of relief that many of these kinds of things do have an end. There are ends to these things. They don't have to go on forever. It doesn't have to be, like McCain said, 100 years of status quo. And what else can you tell us about today?
Well, it's a new moon in Taurus, and we have a huge amount of energy in Aries that is pushing, initiating of change with a T-square to Pluto. So we're working on bringing up those secrets and clearing the old decks within the culture, the
government. What are the two planets on each side of the tri with Pluto?
Mercury and Venus conjunct opposite Saturn.
So on one side is Mercury and Venus, and the other side is Saturn.
Yes.
You see, you can almost imagine this like someone taking a spaded shovel and digging up something that has been old and rotten. And that is what is going on. A lot of the old, rotten things are starting to get dug up and pulled out and either thrown away or whatever you would do with them once you find them, so that you can move on. Just as putting up the porch at the homestead that was done recently is another form of getting rid of old things. That old thing has been sitting out there for many years, waiting to be used, and finally it has its home. Understand?
Yes.
And that is the kind of energy that you are moving into in this moon. This idea that old business can be finally cleared away. And what does that mean? Well, there's a lot of old business from the Bush-Cheney years that are in need of going away or in need of being cleared up. And one of the things you are going to see is a switch at the Defense Department. You're going to see Mr. Gates stepping down and Mr. Panetta taking his place. And that is a very good thing for an America that wishes to withdraw from its empire. And there's a great push to withdraw from the empire. Because what has happened to cultures in the past that have pushed themselves to empire is they collapse from within. And that has happened to nearly all of them. They have all collapsed. They have all become so rotten in the inside that they could not sustain the outside. Now, those who are the next generation of leaders in this country don't wish to follow the same paths that history has had for other empires. And so, in a way, it's saying even that old thing, that old pattern of rise and fall of empires, let's see if we can't even get rid of that. Let's see if we can't beat the odds and pull out of this collapse and regain the place where we were. Kind of like what happens to a tree when it falls. How a little tree starts to grow where it was. Well, the people who want that little tree to grow don't want to wait for the big one to fall. They're calling in the pruners, they're calling in the tree men to come and get this hunking thing out of the way. Understand?
Yes.
And by doing that, in a way, the next generation is saying, we're not going to follow your footsteps, because your footsteps lead to the edge of the cliff, whether it is fracking, or whether it is drilling oil in the Gulf, or whether it is burning, digging coal out of the ground. All of these things are part of that past. And so there's a great opportunity for the work of the free energy people, of the alternative energy people, to start to really see some results from their work and some resources put into their work. One of the things that has been keeping these technologies from becoming popular has been that the investors don't invest. They're more happy to keep their money in oil stocks or something because they see that as a good investment. But if you know that that investment is what's tearing your planet up, you know that that is what is destroying your economy, then all of a sudden giving to it or supporting that status quo seems counterproductive to the future. And just as many are looking at the nuclear power plants with an eye towards safety and the idea that if you're going to do this, it must be done in accordance with great safety influences. And so you are looking at some of these older plants, the one in Vermont or the one in other parts of the world, other parts of the country. These older plants that are now ready for decommissioning. If they are to be replaced, they will be replaced by much better built facilities. But even that has a sweeping away of the past, because there's going to be a great push to reducing the energy needs of the country. As we said, in Atlantis, there was great ability to produce energy, but there was also a great understanding not to waste energy, not to be frivolous with it. And there's a lot of frivolous energy use in the Western world today. Lots of it. And so as that frivolous use can drop off and the new energies can pick up speed, new energy technologies can pick up speed, they will meet at a place of far better sustainability, a place where you can continue in that mode year after year after year. Kind of like a forest, kind of like a wooded area that just keeps sustaining every year, coming back clean and wooded and dropping a few trees, but coming back the next year. It is that kind of sustainability that the planet is moving towards. And it isn't just because of this global warming carbon dioxide problem. That is really not the problem. The problem is that there is no effort to come up with alternatives. And that has to change, and those younger generations know that. They know that. And so you will see the Pluto digging into the Earth to find what's under the ground and pull it out and bring it into the sun and decide, is it something we want to keep? Or is it something we want to get rid of? Or is it something we must change and keep? So, look for more of that. And be, if you can, if we could give you any advice during this time, be very open to learning about things that may not make you, that may not be what you want to hear. One of the things that will is possible to come up is this idea that what you dig up is something you really might have wanted to keep in the ground, but it needs to come up. You can't keep that toxic thing under the ground. It doesn't go anywhere. It's not biodegrading. We're not just talking about nuclear power here. We're talking about ideas. We're talking about information. Some of it needs to come out, even though it may be painful, even though it may be upsetting to some. Because that is how you will move past them, by a clear and full airing out of everything. This is spring cleaning. Those of you older generation, you remember when this time of year would come along and your parents would get you out and clean everything. Clean windows, clean doors, clean garages, clean yards, clean everything. So that you can clear the decks for the things you wish to do in the summer months. Whether it is gardening, or whether it is building, or whether it is enjoyment of the things that you have. All of these things are better done when you clear the decks and do the spring cleaning. And that is what Obama's administration is doing right now. It is heavily into spring cleaning mode. And policy changes are coming. Some are going to, as we see it, step back from the Bush doctrine. It's time to walk back a few of those things that were done. And many of those things will wait until after the election, because they are still political hotcakes, hot buttons. And so Obama will wait on some of them. But right now they are being brought out and being found and being brought to the attention of the president and his team. Understand?
Yes.
So, keep in mind, also, if as you are learning about the capture and then killing of Osama bin Laden, as you see Osama bin Laden being found and killed, that he played a role. He played a role at a great cost, and one of the things that's changing is you're seeing the man in charge of Afghanistan, the general in charge of Afghanistan, going to the CIA. Now, many are saying, oh, what's happening there? Well, we will tell you what we, from our perspective, what is happening there. Those who have been fighting in Afghanistan know things. And one of the things they know is that the CIA screwed up getting them in there. The CIA was in cahoots with the Bush-Cheney crowd. And so when you take someone who has been on the shitty end of the stick, crappy end of the stick, if it's better for you, and you put him in charge, and now you know he's going to go into that place and he is going to find where these falsehoods came from, understand? In other words, some major spring cleaning is going to happen. Another layer of spring cleaning is going to happen at the CIA. Let us say this. The CIA did not make a mistake this time in identifying where bin Laden was. The national security people, they did not make a mistake. This was not an opportunity that when they went in, they didn't find what they were looking for. Understand? Mm-hmm. A level of competence that has not been demonstrated by this group for some time. And an indication of that competence happening was how Obama was able to take that information and actually act on it. And what was he saying during the elections? If I get actionable intelligence, I will act on it. And he did. Why did he say that? Because he knew it was coming. That the information was there if you really wanted to find it. So, be prepared for more of these kinds of revelations. More of these kinds of, oh my God, that never happens, and it just did. It has been a week of the most absurd and the most serious. The death of bin Laden and the release of the birth certificates. In the middle was a sideshow carnival at the White House press dinner, as everyone got to see a little taste of the how Donald Trump is perceived. He's not a serious person for the presidency. And those who would consider him serious are seriously in need of having their heads examined. Understand? Mm-hmm. So, and what is it showing you? It's marginalizing and marginalizing and marginalizing. What does Trump do? Trump allows the Christian right to get a really clear idea that their ideals are not really at the forefront of this movement. It is business, it is the raping of resources. That is what is driving the Republican money. It's not religious. That is, they are being brought along. And so you bring along someone like Trump who has no respect for religion. And yet he is being touted as the man. Oh, let's get him in there. He'll kick ass. Really? Or will he spiral you into an even worse situation? The comparison was done quite well at the dinner. And those who have not seen it, we would suggest looking it up. Some really funny things and some not so funny things were said. They were all biting. They were all real and true. Understand? Mm-hmm. So, we will go. We will depart with that. And happy May Day to all. It's late, but also be a good idea for those of you who can to have a fire. Get a fire going if you in the next day or two. Beltane fires were meant to spark the energies into the earth, to really enliven the earth, to reconnect the earth with the energies from the galactic center, from the sun. And it is by tapping into that energy that you will really begin to feel the changes occurring, because this is that energy that sustains your reality. And by manipulating, by consciously manipulating it, you can alter your reality. One of the things that's coming out from all of this radiation and things from the sun is the idea that it is morphing matter. Oh, that's got to boggle some people. The actual matter of the planet is morphing. What will that mean for the beings that live on the planet? Change. So, with that, we will depart. It's been our pleasure.